Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. ATV safety and kids, it's especially important as this school year will finally come to a close. UK Extension Farm Safety Specialist Mark Pershwitz on selecting the correct fit for youth.
If you look at an ATV, you'll see right on the machine quite prominently a warning label that says this is not for use by people under the age of 16. And there are youth-sized ATVs, and those are particularly important if you have some younger kids that are going to be using ATVs a lot.
And making the family purchase decision on all-terrain vehicles can present challenges, too.
The problem we run into is that people tend not to want to buy a machine that someone's going to grow out of, so they buy one for the whole family, or they buy two. Whatever they buy, you know, basically going to be an adult machine. And so that really poses some problems and forces parents really to make some educated decisions about what they're going to allow their kids to do.
And when the correct size ATV is fitted to the rider, the basic protective gear is much the same for adults and youth, starting with that helmet.
Sturdy footwear and long sleeve shirts, long pants, things that a lot of people don't want to wear but provide protection for you, and gloves as well. But the helmet is by far the most important thing, and eye protection.
A few more thoughts on ATV youth safety in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that borrowing to build your dream home isn't always as easy as it should be. With a Farm Credit Construction Loan, you can build your home, then live in it, all with the same loan. To learn more about how Farm Credit can simplify your rural home construction, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Giving credit where it's due, in social media and the cyber world, it might be fair to say the kids teach the parents and grandparents. The kids have no fear. But when it comes to judgment and the safe operation of an ATV, Mark Pershwitz says a more formal approach is wise.
People should contact their 4-H agents to see if there's any ATV training available in their county, and also talk with their dealers. The dealers are plugged into a manufacturer's network, so they can possibly find training that way as well.
He says another avenue to explore is the internet for ATV information. If necessary, let your kids help you get there and take them with you.
Anybody that has children that are going to be using an ATV really needs just to go online and look at some of the stuff. It's easy to find. When you see how many children get killed on ATVs, it should give you pause.
ATVs, enjoy safely. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.